From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Attorney General John Ashcroft warned today that the United States could still be a target for terrorist operations. Among the revelations in the ongoing investigation of the attacks on the World Trade Center and the Pentagon, the FBI has detained several individuals who obtained truck licenses to carry dangerous materials. Also, the hijackers may have rented small planes from New Jersey airports and carried out aerial reconnaissance of the World Trade Center before the deadly attacks. NPR's Mike Schuster reports.
The first sign that terrorists might have been planning attacks using trucks emerged last week. The FBI arrested Nabil al-Marab near Chicago. Al-Marab has been identified by another suspected terrorist in Jordan as a contact for Osama bin Laden's al-Qaeda network inside the United States. He lived in Boston last year. Later, he moved to Detroit. Earlier this year, al-Marab sought and acquired a truck driver's license in Michigan that permitted him to carry hazardous materials, including explosives. Today, speaking before the Senate Judiciary Committee, Attorney General Ashcroft confirmed that the FBI had detained others with similar licenses.
Today, I can report to you that our investigation has uncovered several individuals, including individuals who may have links to the hijackers, who fraudulently have obtained or attempted to obtain hazardous material transportation licenses. Now, given the current threat environment, the FBI has advised all law enforcement agencies to remain alert to these threats. And I urge Americans to notify immediately the FBI of any suspicious circumstances that may come to your attention regarding hazardous materials, crop dusting aircraft, or any possible terrorist threat.
In another development today, the Newark Star-Ledger reported that the hijackers conducted aerial reconnaissance of the World Trade Center during several flights in small planes rented from airports in northern New Jersey. A spokesperson for the FBI's Newark field office would not confirm that story, but acknowledged that possibility was under investigation. The Star-Ledger reported that federal agents have been combing the flight records of dozens of flight schools and airports in New Jersey. The newspaper reported that several suspects sought by the FBI rented planes at the Caldwell Flight Academy at the Essex County Airport in Fairfield, New Jersey. A man who answered the telephone at the Caldwell Flight Academy refused to answer any questions about the report. Some of the hijackers are believed to have made at least one reconnaissance flight over Washington as well. Several newspapers reported today that one of the hijackers inquired about the availability of a federal loan to buy a crop dusting plane. Federal investigators have questioned a bank official in Homestead, Florida, about the possibility that Mohammed Atta, one of the hijackers who was believed to have piloted the first airliner that hit the World Trade Center, made inquiries about a loan to start a crop dusting business. The FBI ordered all crop dusting operations in the U.S. curtailed this week after suspicions arose about the possibility of biological attack using a crop duster. Attorney General Ashcroft indicated today that the FBI has been gathering as much information as it can to the point where there is a risk of information overload.
That's the big challenge in these things, not to lose information and yet not to be swamped by it. We are painfully aware of the need to understand what is important in one section in terms of what might be found in another. When we learned about individuals in the crop dusting setting, looking at and getting training and having information about dispersing chemical or other agents through an aerosol way, that we sent out a warning all across the country.
Also today, Interpol, the international police agency, issued a red notice to all its 170 member nations to be on the lookout for Ayman al-Zawahiri. Al-Zawahiri is an Egyptian and one of Osama bin Laden's chief lieutenants. He is already indicted for the 1998 bombings of two U.S. embassies in East Africa. And yesterday, he was one of the names included on the White House list of individuals and organizations whose financial assets the U.S. wants to seize worldwide. Mike Schuster, NPR News, Los Angeles.